Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota, and the Brainerd Public Library is continuing its weekly Brown Bag Author Series. Of course, they've gone virtual in times of COVID, and today at noon, author Sarah Stanich will be discussing her novel, Fishing, that was first published under the pseudonym Fishing with Rayanne. She's with me now on the phone to talk about her book and writing, and who knows what else we might get into. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Katie. It's so funny. I was just listening to Laura talk about the Mergansers, and I just saw some great blue herons fly by as she's talking about it.
Oh, how cool.
I know. I live right on the Mississippi River, so I get to see a lot of bird life.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. And you're down in the cities.
I am. I am right down downtown Minneapolis, right on the Mississippi River.
I love that. So you'll be talking about your book Fishing today, and I know you've written several books, but I wondered if you could talk a little bit about why you've now republished this book under a different name than its original name, because it was originally Fishing with Rayanne, and then just tell our listeners a little about this particular story.
Well, you know, it was first published, I used a pseudonym, I used Ava Finch, because I thought this book was so much different than my other work.
Oh.
And it is in a way, because it's more humorous, and it's, I guess it's considered feminist chick lit, if that's a genre. And so I wanted to keep it separate from my usual work. And I didn't have a really good experience with my publisher, but so when the University of Minnesota Press offered to republish it, I just jumped on that. And they wanted to make it a trilogy. And so I've just finished the second book, which is called Reeling. And that will be out this time next year. But I wanted to write a book for a younger female audience. And actually, it's pretty mainstream. I guess I wouldn't say it's women's fiction, because I do have a lot of male readers who are really enjoying this book. But the story is about the first all-women's fishing talk show on public television. Which is kind of an interesting setup. And the host of the show, Rayanne Dahl, lands in the host's seat in kind of an accidental manner. She's coming from the very sort of male-dominated world of pro sport fishing. So the difference between the two is pretty stark. And it's her experiences making these kinds of transitions and realizing that on this new program that she's on, she has a platform to do good and to get word out about important issues.
Yeah. So tell us about Rayanne.
She's an interesting character. She's been a lot of fun to write. She's probably in her 30s. She's been very influenced by the women that raised her. Her mother is sort of a new age aging coach to the menopausal rich, and she takes groups of women out to ritual hot spots around the world. And she's kind of a dyed-in-the-wool activist hippie. And so she's raised Rayanne along with her grandmother, who was a Sinatra-era chef. And she's really an interesting character. These are three very feisty women. And then a somewhat younger woman in the book is Cassie, who is Rayanne's assistant and kind of her eyes and ears in public television. And she's kind of like MASH, the radar character on MASH. Mm-hmm. She knows and hears everything. But nobody believes or nobody thinks too much about her because she just looks like a punk. You know, she's got orange hair and she's on the sidelines and she's kind of the brains behind the show.
Fascinating. How did you come up with this story? You said it is different from your from other novels that you've written, as far as just tone, how did it come to you, and what do you know about professional fishing and women in professional fishing?
Well, I have a good friend who's a writer, and he says, write what you don't know. And I didn't know too much about professional fishing. So one of the great joys of writing for me is researching things that I don't know too much about, but I'm very interested in. And so to dig into that world, which is so interesting, and to go out to some of the big like boat shows and to go check out the tournaments and just kind of see the politics and the sponsorships and all the things that happen in this very, as I said, really male-dominated world. And then to, you know, pit that against public television, which I also don't know too much about. So I had to kind of look into how those shows get made and the hierarchy and just how different public television is than other types of TV, particularly cable. Because most fishing shows are on cable television.
That's
so I
true.
Wanted to do something a little bit different. And I thought, what's the least likely show that public television would do? And I thought, okay, fishing.
Oh, my goodness. So you were actually going to fishing tournaments. You must have.
I did. I just, you know, as a bystander, yeah. I didn't participate, of course. I've been taking fly tying classes. I grew up fishing, of course. You know, the family had a cabin in northern Minnesota, and I was totally bored by it. But I enjoyed being out on the water, and that's something that my character, Rayanne, is really drawn to, is the natural aspects of it and being out and being fishing. And I think one of the things that she finds out or figures out and shares with this big female audience is that men have gotten this one thing right for a really long time, going fishing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so meditative and it's a great excuse to sit still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just be.
Just be, yeah.
You have mentioned, well, I saw it on your website, you said once you plot a story out, the characters kind of take over. And I just was curious, what is that process about of plotting the actual story? Do you...
Boy, you know, it's kind of like making sausage. it's not that pretty. My process isn't that pretty. But, you know, once I get an idea and a rough plot and put the characters on that stage, they oftentimes tend to help me out and take care of what's going to happen next. And yeah, they do often surprise me. But, you know, I don't feel like I have all that much control after I have come up with the premise and the people. Basically, I feel like I'm kind of living with them during the time that I'm writing a book. It's not always easy time, but... It's like living with family, I guess, in a way. But yeah, they tell me what to do. They're bossy.
So they're whole in your mind when you figure them out. They're, you know who they are.
I would definitely say that. And also that they're almost real enough to me that I miss them when I'm finished with a story. Some still haunt me. I have books that I've written years and years ago that I still think about these characters, and every once in a while I catch myself wondering, what are they doing now? Or what could they be doing now if I sat down to write some more of them?
I love that. When you wrote Fishing with Rayanne, did you have any idea that you would actually get to write more about her?
You know, about halfway through the book, I thought, I'm not done with this character. And I realized the arc of her development and her maturity and her kind of awakening as a woman, because she is a feminist. She just doesn't know it yet. I knew that it was going to take more than that one book because we have phases in our lives. And, you know, this woman She starts out a little bit naive about certain things. She starts out a little bit damaged from some of her experiences, and how she grows and how she brings strength from her experiences. And by the end of the third book, which I'm just plotting out now, hopefully she'll be kind of done. Certainly not perfect, but finished with, at least with me for a while.
Well, I'm talking with Sarah Stonich. She is the featured author today at noon at the Brainerd Public Library, and she'll be talking about her book, Fishing, which we've just been talking about. And to get online and be part of that virtual experience, go to the Brainerd Public Library Facebook page. Again, it's at noon. What is it like doing these things virtually?
Boy, I'd sure rather be in front of an audience, and I've done the Brainerd Brown Bag Lunch series with every book that I've ever done. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a new one for me today. I've done several virtual events. I'm getting the hang of it.
Yeah,
it's not the same, but, you know, I did it with Laurentian Divide, and I did it with Vacation Land and all my other books. So, I just pretend that I can see all of you.
Can people submit questions and things of that nature during this live experience?
They can. They can even do it, I think, before. So if you go to the Brainerd Public Library Facebook page and join the event, I think you can pose a question. And I'll tell you, this is great for a Minnesota audience, because in person it's hard for people to raise their hand, but on Facebook it's really easy. And we love the questions.
Yeah.
We really, that makes it really great engaging for us as authors. Otherwise, we're kind of looking into this, webcam, which is a void.
Yeah.
But knowing that people are there, and we see the questions as they pop up, so we know we're being listened to, which is great.
I love that people are figuring out a way to continue these happenings, even though they're online and not quite perfect as far as that human to human piece of things. It's so great that, like, the Brainerd Public Library has figured out a way to continue this author series, even though we can't be together.
Exactly. And a lot of times what I'm finding is the audience is much bigger.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's more reach. It's an interesting thing that COVID has has done.
I know.
To us.
I'm wondering how it's going to change events in the future. Like, will they be live plus?
Yeah.
Have this other aspect, have this virtual aspect, and get that many more people involved. I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Well, and we'll have hindsight one day and figure out.
Well, yeah. Hopefully sooner than later.
I know. Sarah, thank you so much. Fishing is a fantastic book. I'm looking forward to Reeling. It sounds like, would you say a year from now that one will be out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the third installment we'll all be waiting with bated breath for.
Awesome.
All
no
right.
Pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Sarah. And have a great author talk today.
Thank you.